Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. Airlines got hammered this week as Middle East tensions spiked fuel costs and closed major Gulf hubs.
Southwest down over 7%, United nearly 6%. When you see that kind of coordinated selling across the majors...
It's not stock picking, it's sector repricing. And we've got a pile of filings from AAL, FDX, and the lessors that tell us how management teams are thinking about this new reality.
Plus, TSA numbers that actually looked decent before all this chaos started.
Right. So today, we're digging into whether this fuel shock breaks the airline recovery narrative, what the filing activity tells us about management positioning, and why Frontier was literally the only green name in aviation this week.
This week's narrative was fuel cost reality, crashing into an industry that thought it had moved past energy volatility as a primary risk factor.
Operationally, airlines are dealing with rerouting costs, closed airspace, and jet fuel prices that spiked back above $1,000 per ton for the first time in 30 months.
For investors, it's a reminder that airlines, without fuel hedging, looking at you, Southwest, are still leverage plays on geopolitical stability.
And the market priced that lesson pretty brutally this week.
This week, TSA screened 12.8 million passengers, up 2.9% year over year and 3.5% higher than the 3-year average. So demand was actually solid before the Middle East situation escalated.
Which makes the airline sell-off more about cost inflation than demand destruction. Let's walk through the damage. Southwest led the decline at negative 7.4%, Alaska down 6.4%, United off nearly 6%.
American fell 4.7%. Even Delta, which has better fuel hedging, dropped 0.5%.
The cargo names got hit too. FedEx down 3.3%, UPS off nearly 3%. When fuel costs spike, cargo margins compress faster than passenger margins.
Boeing down 4%. Which makes sense given delivery delays mean airlines are stuck with older, less fuel-efficient fleets during this spike.
Defense names move the other direction. RTX fell 2.6%, but that's mild compared to the airline carnage.
What matters is the speed of this repricing. We went from airlines have figured out fuel management to Southwest's hedge book is a liability in about 48 hours.
The common pressure behind this coordinated move was the realization that fuel efficiency gains from new aircraft deliveries aren't happening fast enough to offset geopolitical supply shocks.
And the one outlier tells the story. Frontier, up 1.4%, the only green aviation stock this week.
Ultra-low-cost carriers benefit from fuel spikes because they force consolidation among weaker competitors. Frontier's newer fleet and lower cost base become competitive advantages when fuel hits everyone else harder. The dominant signal from this week's filings is management teams quietly positioning for a more volatile operating environment. American filed both an 8K about officer changes and routine Form 4s, which suggests leadership adjustments during stress periods.
Right, and when you see FDX filing on Sunday?
That's March 23rd, right as the Middle East situation was escalating. The timing isn't coincidental.
What did the American 8K actually disclose?
Item 5, Point 02 covers director and officer changes. Item 7.01 is regulation FD disclosure. That's material information being shared broadly rather than selectively. Item 9.01 includes financial statements and exhibits.
So leadership changes plus broad disclosure requirements. That combination usually means they're managing through something significant.
The filing details aren't fully parsed yet, but the pattern suggests proactive governance adjustments rather than reactive crisis management.
Meanwhile, the lessors, AerCap and Air Lease, both filed Form 4s this week. AER on the 26th, and their stock only fell 1.4% while airlines got crushed.
Lessors benefit from fuel volatility because airlines delay purchases and extend leases instead. Higher fuel costs make fleet flexibility more valuable.
But here's what I'm watching. AerCap's filing came after their stock held up better than the operators. That suggests either insider confidence or...
Or management taking advantage of relative strength to adjust positioning. We'll know more when the transaction details are available.
FedEx and Southwest both filing Form 4s on consecutive days, March 23rd and 24th. That's coordinated activity across the logistics and passenger sides.
Which reinforces the fuel cost narrative. Both companies are highly exposed to energy price swings, Southwest through their hedge book positioning and FedEx through logistics network costs.
The tone across this week's filings was cautious positioning rather than panic. Management teams filing proactively, not reactively.
The common thread was preparation for volatility rather than crisis response. These filings happened as the situation developed, not after markets had already repriced everything.
So we're seeing measured management response to an unmeasured market reaction.
The question is whether that management confidence proves justified or whether they're underestimating how long elevated fuel costs persist.
Let's talk about sector divergences, because they were stark this week. Major airlines down 4-7%, but lessors only down 1-2%.
Defense aerospace actually mixed. RTX down 2.6%, but General Dynamics barely moved, off just 18 basis points.
Is this cyclical positioning or structural differentiation?
It's structural. Lessors and defense have different exposure profiles to fuel cost volatility than operators. Airlines burn fuel directly. Lessors collect fixed lease payments regardless of fuel prices.
From an investor standpoint, it's risk segmentation within aviation. The market's finally pricing different business models differently instead of treating everything as airline adjacent.
But here's where I push back on that structural argument. If fuel costs stay elevated long enough to stress airline balance sheets, lessors face default risk on those lease payments.
Fair point. AerCap's resilience this week assumes their airline customers can absorb these cost increases without compromising lease obligations.
And historically, fuel spikes that last longer than 2 quarters start showing up in airline restructuring activity.
So the leasing premium this week might be temporary if this becomes a sustained cost environment rather than a short-term shock.
Exactly. The structural differentiation only holds if the fuel spike reverses within airlines' cash runway.
Which brings us back to Southwest's hedge book. They're the most exposed to sustained high prices, but also the most leveraged to a quick reversal.
Week ahead, I'm watching two things. First, airline guidance updates. If this fuel environment persists another week, somebody's going to blink on Q2 guidance.
I'm focused on the leasing stocks. AerCap and Airlease held up this week. But if airline stress continues, that resilience gets tested. Their filing activity suggests management's watching this closely.
The other thing is Southwest's next disclosure. Their fuel hedging strategy worked when energy was trending down, but this spike exposes the other side of that bet.
And Boeing delivery schedules. Airlines can't efficiency their way out of high fuel costs if they're stuck with older aircraft longer than planned.
This week suggests the aviation sector is repricing energy sensitivity after assuming fuel volatility was a solved problem, signaling that investors are redifferentiating between fuel-exposed operators and fuel-insulated business models, which implies we're entering a period where operational efficiency matters more than growth metrics.
Aviation Intelligence Weekly. This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Always do your own research before making investment decisions.